Employee training is ongoing, personal protective gear is stocked, and communication lines are open with Bethel's other health providers. Howell feels confident about the city's ability to deal with the COVID-19 virus spreading to Bethel.
So we're kind of hitting this on numerous levels.
EMS, as well as police and fire department workers, have been training to respond to someone possibly carrying COVID-19.
Retraining folks on how to properly apply respiratory protection. Also conducting respiratory fit tests to make sure that everybody has a good seal on their face mask so that it fits properly. Talking about medical equipment that's needed for the proper treatment and diagnosis of patients with that condition.
The city has also adopted a new policy informed by best practices from the CDC for emergency medical personnel responding to patients who might be carrying the virus.
A memo within our medical personnel describing, you know, what our protocols or what our procedures are in dealing with patients, and a decision tree on how to diagnose it and the questions to ask.
Bethel's fire and police chiefs have inventoried the city's personal protective equipment. Howell calls the stock, quote, substantial, and says they are ordering more.
Because I suspect we'll be using a few more N95 masks and gloves and the such than we were using prior, as there's this greater awareness of this possible virus.
The city is requiring all city directors to watch CDC webinars on how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in the workplace and is making this information available for all city employees. The city is meeting with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and Public Health Nursing to coordinate their roles and responsibilities amid a virus outbreak. And on the city website, the public can find a link to the CDC's information on COVID-19. Howell plans to keep the public informed on developments. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.